Finance with Scott Haywood. Thanks to Bankwest. Home loan feel a little heavy? Reduce your home load. Visit bankwest.com.au. Lending T's and C's apply.
At 19 minutes to 7, the finance guru Scott Haywood, good morning.
Good morning to you, Gareth. Yesterday, our share market rallied more than 100 points on the hope that the US market was going to go up around about 130. Well, the US market only went up around about 35 points. So our market's actually going to fall for the first time in 4 days today, unfortunately. But we did have a very good day yesterday. Stocks, as we've suggested over the last week, have sort of absorbed the fact that the Omicron variant may not be as damaging to the economy as we suggested, which means the investors have been buckling for different types of volatility. And as you just discussed with Andrew McClellar, one reason that investors are certainly cautious of investing in the market is inflation because of this tight labour market. We've just heard from Margaret just then, who said that there's no great incentive to get a pay rise because they're going to pay more in tax.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's happening in America as well. They predicted more than 4.2 million workers would quit their jobs in October, and most of them will not reapply because there's no incentive and people are enjoying a variety of unemployment benefits, or they've saved enough money in the pandemic to live off that for a while with no great motivation to work. Now, that means that inflation becomes an issue because people have to pay more to get staff, to get qualified people, to get a chef, to get a carpenter, which creates the issue of inflation creating, which means the issue then is interest rates start to go up. So it has a ripple effect. It's not only happening in Australia, it is happening globally, and that is certainly something that I think you've highlighted there today. And I said that call from Margaret is absolutely spot on. Where is the incentive?
What's the stock to watch, Scotty?
The 6PR Breakfast hashtag stock to watch is one that I hadn't heard of until yesterday. It's called Nova Eye Medical Limited. 52-week high, 58 cents. It's equal to 30. They closed yesterday at 30 cents. Their stock code is IEYE. They're in medical technology that diagnoses and develops treatment for eye disease. Their headquarters are in California, but they've got more than 50 distribution partners across Fremont, California, Dunedin in New Zealand. They're an interesting business. They've had a better-than-expected earnings rate. They just had a very sharp fall on a change of director. But look, I think they're certainly warranted of a 6PR Breakfast stock to watch, because when you're looking at a 6PR Breakfast stock to watch, you need to use your eyes. So, Nova Eye Medical Limited, stock code EYE, last trade at 34 cents. I'm on 3 out of 3 this week, so I'm looking for 4 out of 4.
Oh, look at you talking it up before the day's trading. I love it when you get confident, Scotty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gareth. Our market's going to open a touch lower.